Prelude, The Rhythm of Royalty, Cycle 32 A2A, Autumn, Revolution 77th of the Blue, Location, Nowhere. A boat approaches the dock, and the gravedigger stands, waiting. The small watercraft crests at the top of the last massive wave. The drop before them sends the men's jewels straight up, shoving their Adam's apple aside and making a new home in the high-valued real estate of their throats. They have never been this tall, able to reach out and touch the clouds themselves, as a child sitting under the table and dreaming, soaring through the air like a dragon. One could only imagine what a cloud might feel like. Is it soft as a pillow? Or will your hands simply pass through it like mist? Now, these men had the chance to know. All one must do is just reach out and touch it. Supposing they had a hand free, that is. Inside, the six men clutch the boat's sidewalls for their lives. On a mountain of blue, these men are on top of the world, but not for long. Speed builds. Wind and water blind them. Halfway down the steep blue slope, the boat spins end over end like a bottle in a kissing game. Eyes pinch shut and fingers grip painfully. They are turning in eternity in the darkness of their minds. Slamming hard on the steady water sends them off their seats, burning water piercing their eyes. The vessel corrects, continues moving on its own towards the white light. One of them finds his voice and is determined to use it, screaming for makers and mothers alike. An older man stands on wobbled knees, spitting the salt from his mouth, while the rest try to keep their dinners down.
"Thank the maker,"
he said while rubbing his eyes, trying to relieve the burn while ignoring the childish screams next to him. Opening them, he scans the horizon and sees nothing. Nothing but flat blue water and the blinding bright star. He holds his hand to his face toward the sun, about the size of a coin floating on the edge of the world. It was falling, cresting the horizon, and rising again for a new revolution. He looks over at the youngest member of his party. He was leaning his hands on the edge of the boat and resting his head on them, gazing at the sun like a child watching their father ride off to war, never to return. The sun reflecting in the boy's black eyes.
"Boy," the older man said, "don't worry. It will rise again. We have time before the black."
Trying to comfort the youngster, the veteran man still had to bury the thought of the darkness that would inevitably come. It is only days away now.
"No need to worry over the things you can't control," he told himself.
The sun was still at its low point. The scorching day was still at bay. Even though it was only autumn, twice a day the sun seared the world. Fortunately, there hasn't been a summer in quite a few cycles now. The older man turns to the rest of the men, still hugging the walls like baby boys on their mother's breasts.
"Okay, boys," he said. "Steady, the waters look calm ahead. Where is this blasted thing taking us? To the edge of the blue?"
That comment had one of the men imagining the vessel taking them to the edge of the world, dumping them over the oblivion where he saw an ocean of stars on black waves. Looking back, the older man sees no sight of the verge, no sign of home. There is nothing but crashing blue waves and hundreds of blue-gray hungry eyes lurking beneath the razor's edge, awaiting one slip, just one misstep.
"Sir," one of the men shouts, pointing behind him. "Look, landfall!"
The older man turns, and to his confusion, in the distance, he sees an island. His brow crinkles, lips draw to a line, but he says nothing.
"They said we were alone, that there was nothing outside the five."
The man continued to ramble with no engagement from the older man or the rest of his party. As they approach, he sees the wooden dock and the tower housing the bright white light that they had been following this whole time. That light felt warm and inviting. The men watch the dancing flame, and they all share the same thought.
"She's lovely."
But the sight of a tall black figure on the dock makes them tense.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.